Kennedy, I want to take you back to last year, some audio with my son Barrett when he first started playing lacrosse.
Now, do you wear any equipment?
Like armor on your shoulder.
You wear armor like a knight?
Yeah.
Do you have a sword?
No. My stick is a sword. Yeah, yeah.
And what about a cup?
A cup for what?
A cup to protect your junk. Have you ever been hit in the junk before?
Sounds like it got whacked
nope.
there.
Do you know what junk is?
Nope.
Okay. How about marbles? Do you know what marbles are?
Yeah, they make you slip and fall.
Yeah, there's another kind of marbles, though.
So now that he's older, is he aware of this?
He's aware because he's taking a couple of cross shots.
Boom!
Yeah.
Noted.
He is now in what's called U9. So it's 7, 8, 9-year-olds that play lacrosse, right?
And so is that like...
He's traveling now. We play in other cities. We played in...
Okay, let's not... Traveling.
Right?
Yeah, when you got to drive an hour for a game, it's traveling.
Where... Over to Waltham's not traveling.
No, we had a game in... He had a game in Boxford. Yeah, he's had games that are far...
Traveling's like going to another state.
Okay, you get in your car and drive for an hour and tell me it's not traveling.
I don't want to drive to Waltham. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm not going to do that.
And it was a 45-minute drive from where I live to get to that game.
Carson's a real lacrosse dad now.
That's it. So the game is going on this past weekend, and it's a very competitive game. And at this age, they're not allowed to really hit each other, Kennedy, okay?
So is lacrosse, because I don't know, is it a physical sport?
Very.
When it gets a little bit older, yeah, it can be a little bit more physical. But I guess the rule at this age is if you're going to check somebody, you have to have both your hands right next to each other holding the lacrosse stick, and you're allowed to push on the guy. That's
okay.
It. You can't shoulder him.
It's like a poke
body.
Check. It's basically you're just...
You can't use your body. Just
You're putting a cushion between you and
knuckles.
The other person.
So
that's
one of our
doing.
Guys did that to one of their guys and ran him out of bounds, and it was a pretty good hit. And so the referee blows the whistle. And
is that a foul of some kind?
Well, our coach says, "What are you doing? That's not a foul." And is yelling at the referee because the coaches are really into this more than I am. And then the coach for the Waltham team is like, "What, are we checking at this age?" And then our coach yells back at that coach. And he's like, "Well, yeah, that's how you play the game." And then their coach is like, "Oh, that's how you want to play in Charlestown? Because that's how we'll play in Waltham." And the guy, the coach in Charlestown is like, "Yeah, that's how we play. So we'll play
that." Is there any expletives in this or anything like that?
It is the most polite thing you've ever heard in your life, these two guys, because there's a bunch of 7, 8, 9-year-olds running around the field.
How we'll play. Yeah.
That's how we're going to play, yeah. And that's how you will play.
It's really, it sounds passive aggressive. It's like, two passive aggressive coaches.
Were they suggesting that you were bringing Charlestown to the suburbs and they didn't like that kind of play out here?
I don't know what to
do. We don't like your kind.
I don't know what they think about the people who live in Charlestown if we have a
the
reputation.
Same thing we all do.
Okay. Yeah. So how did your team travel? Did you guys, because it was the home turf for Waltham, so how did the Charlestown contingent...
Did you guys bring a bus?
You guys have a bunch of parents there? Was it like 50-50?
No, it was me and two other playground moms.
So at this point, you see these two coaches going at it.
Right.
That riles the fans up.
Yeah, well, it riled the Waltham fans up because there was a bunch of them there.
Yeah, did you figure which one you had to spear, because they were probably going to run out on the field?
Were you sizing up the competition?
Yeah, who you were going to have to fight?
That one woman, I think her name was Becky, I was going to take her out if she tried to get involved.
Please record everything for the attorneys.
Well, this was.
Oh, really? You're going to pass the two guys? Oh, you're going to pass that?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Oh, is that
because that's how we can play. Because I will play like that.
Oh, we're going to play with cleats on? Oh, we're playing with cleats? Oh, mismatched socks. That's how you do it in Charlestown? Right. We could do that over here.
Oh, I see. No orange slices on the team.
Oh, you guys just go straight Gatorade. Fine. Be that way.
And let's call a spade a spade. It's lacrosse. It's pretty affluent families for the most part. So we all get out to the parking lots. We're like, great game, guys. Great game. As we all get into our imports and drive away in our convertibles. Hey, I want to go down to Legal for lunch afterwards.
Oh, my God. Stop. I can't.
Reibitz.
The post game pizza is artisanal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.